Okay, good morning, everybody. Next sugya is a world-famous sugya, Bichas HaMitzvah. The Gemara formulates a klal, and on the base, kol HaMitzvahs kulam avarach aleim oiva la'asi yosam. And that's right in the middle of Zion on the base. Amrav Yudah Meshmuel. Sounds like as if Shmuel is the first generation of Amaroim. Shmuel came up with this discovery. Truth of the matter that it's a Tosefta and the last perek in Brachas. It says beferish like that, that you have to recite the Brachas HaMitzvah. The Gemara in Sukkah has a machloikis Amaroim, whether one recites a Bracha only on a mitzvah, deraisa, shekadishana, b'mitzvah yisa, b'tzivanu. Sounds like a mitzvah deraisa, or even a mitzvah derabbanan. We paskin like those opinions that you do say a Bracha even on a mitzvah derabbanan. Even on Mikra Megillah and even on Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, you say a bracha. But in the Gemara in Sukkah, it's a machloikis that lulav on the first day, dalad minim on the first day of Sukkah is a din deraisa, lekachtum lechem bayam harish. Lulav kol shiva is only deraisa bamigdush. Lulav hayanita bamigdush kol shiva. Bamedina yoyim echad. So after the Churban Beis Hamigdush, Hizkin Rabbi Yechem and Zakim. Rabbi Yechem and Zakim was the head of the Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, for 40 years. Gemara says, till the age of 40, he was Isaac in business, and then he retired at the age of 40. It's interesting. And then he started learning from the age of 40 to the age of 80. And then at the age of 80, they appointed him as the chief rabbi. I'm not yet 80. They appointed him as the chief rabbi of Eretz at the age of 80, and he lived till the age of 120, the Gemara says. He was the chief rabbi for 40 years. Part of the 40 years was Mizman Abayis, part of the 40 years was after the Churban. And under his presidency, the Bez Nagadol made 9 takanas. And the Mishnahis have them all together, Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah. So one of the takanas was to make, several of the takanas had to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And one of them was to make a Zechel HaMikdash. The Bezman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kamil only Shekel Lulav on the first day of Sukkah. So the whole mitzvah of the Tilas Lulav Kol Shiva HaMikdash will be forgotten. So he wanted to make a takana, shalotish takach, this mitzvah should not be forgotten. The pasuk says, alakachtam lechem bayam harishim pri etzodar, the kapis tamayim, and so on, anatzei tzavis farbi nachal, usmachtam lefnei Hashem alakechem shivas yamim. So how do you translate it? Usmachtam? Should enjoy simchas yantav for the duration of the 7 days of yantav, and that comes from Yatzeres. So the Torah Shabbat Peh has a tradition, usmachtam lefnei Hashem alakechem, means in the Migdash he shake the lulav kol shiva. That's what the Torah Shabbat Peh understands. Poshim Shad and Poshki could have understood it differently, that this is the mitzvah of Simchas Yantav for the duration of the 7 days of Sukkot. So if he wouldn't have made that takana, we would have forgotten that such a din exists, the lulav nita ba Migdash kol shiva derais. They made a takana, zechel Migdash, that the mitzvah of the tilas lulav kol shiva should not be forgotten. So that's a machlokes and the machlokes amarayim and the Gemara in Sukkah. So one opinion is you only say bracha on the lulav on the first day Sukkot, and the rest of the days of Sukkot it's only midrabbanan, so you don't say bracha. And we paskan that you even say bracha on the remaining days of Sukkot. So the Rishonim say there on that daf in Sukkah towards the end of Sukkot. The Rishonim say according to that opinion that you don't say bracha on the tilas lulav after the first day, only Berishan. And the other 6 days of Sukkot, you don't say a bracha because only the Rabbanan, who are dinami, they wouldn't say a bracha on Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, and they wouldn't say a bracha on Mikra Megillah either. That's how the Rishonim say that. One could have maybe disagreed, maybe can say, no, it's a different thing over here. This is a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash. Maybe a mitzvah that says that the whole Hizkin Rav Decham and Zakai, maybe a mitzvah, the zecher, that is no bracha. Why? Maybe a mitzvah that the Rishonim say not so, but it's not really mucherch in the Gemara. It could be that everybody agrees. He said bracha on Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, and everyone agrees he would say bracha on Mikra Megillah. A mitzvah of zecher l'migdash, maybe not, because when you shake the lulav, that's not really the mitzvah. The shaking of the lulav, the last 6 days of Sukkot, is to arouse in our minds the image of what it was like in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, and the Gemara says that, how do you know that there's taka mitzvah to make a zechel amigdosh. The Gemara quotes from the pasuk in Nabi Tzion Dorish Ein Lo. The Nabi Yeshaya, I think, complains about the fact that there's no base amigdosh is going to be destroyed, and no one cares. No one's paying attention to it. Michlal, the inference from the pasuk is Michlal de Bayadrisha. That's an avla. That Tzion Dorish Ein Lo. More correct is that we should be Dorish Tzion. We should make a zechel amigdosh. And maybe since the Kiyam HaMitzvah really is in having the Zecher, the shaking of the Lulav should arouse in our minds the images of what it was like in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kiyam HaMitzvah really is b'machshava, to arouse the Zikaron and HaMachshava. And the Rishonim have a klal, you only say a bracha when you do a Maisa HaMitzvah. When you have a Kiyam HaMitzvah, there's no bracha. If you fulfill them, let's say, a person has Avas Hashem, Yiras Shamayim. We hope some people have Yiras Shamayim. Some people have Avas Hashem. So there's no Birchas HaMitzvah there because it's a mitzvah that you mekayim b'machshava. The only time you say a bracha is when you perform a Maisa HaMitzvah. There's a famous Magen Avraham that we probably don't paskin like. There's a Machlokes HaTanoim Bein HaShmoshes of Shabbos. There's a Mishnah in the end of Bema Malikin. Sofik Hashecha, Sofikin Hashecha means Bein Hashmashes, a Friday evening entering into Shabbos. So it says, Sofik Hashecha, Sofikin Hashecha, you're not allowed to do any malachas because Sofik Deraisa Luchumra. And even Didim Derabonon also you're not allowed to do. Why don't you say Sofik Derabonon Lakula, Bein Hashmashes? So Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva where he explains that's not a Sofik Derabonon. It's a Sofik Deraisa, whether it's Shabbos or not. And that Sofik Deraisa has ramifications in the areas of Deraisa and areas of Derabbanan. On the level of Deraisa, is it Shabbos or not? Can you do a Melacha Deraisa? And is it Shabbos or not? Can you do a Melacha Derabbanan? So since the Sofik really is a Sofik Deraisa, is it Shabbos? The din should be Sofik Deraisa Luchumra, even with respect to the ramifications that are only Derabbanan. And even there's the Yachreinim termed an expression. Rav Soloveitchik found that expression very colorful. A Sofik Deraisa is Galgel Liya Sofik Derabbanan. Means like this. Let's say I had some meat and I cooked the meat in my pot. And then they call up from the butcher shop that by mistake they were selling Nevela meat and no one should eat it. And I don't know whether they were selling kosher meat and a little Nevela meat was also sold by mistake. So I don't know whether the meat that they sold me was kosher or treif. There's no way to ascertain it. So I shouldn't eat the meat. Sofik deraisa luchumra. What about if I want to cook, do I have to kasher the pot? So sofik deraisa luchumra. If you want to use the pot today when it's still a ben yoma within 24 hours of having cooked the non-kosher food, so that's sofik deraisa luchumra. What if I wait 24 hours since the time that I cooked the questionable meat? I don't know whether it's kosher or treif. I'll wait 24 hours, and then the Gemara says that a treif for cliche in a ben yomo, you only have to kashem with the rabbonim. And a Torah lo yaso Torah l'kadera bas yoma. With the rice, it's only also to cook kosher food in a treif for pot within 24 hours of the time that the treif for food was cooked. But after 24 hours go by, and the treif for bli is sitting in the charsus hakadera, sitting in the, it picks up the metallic flavor of the walls of the pot. Or if it's a kli cheres, not a kli matachas, it picks up the flavor of the cheres, and the tam of the meat is going to be nice and tam levgam. And we paskin machlokes hatanaim. We paskin nice and tam levgam is mutter. So whenever you have a tray for kli that hasn't been used in the list, has been used in 24 hours for treifas, the treif of bli in the pot only has to be kashered in the rabbanon. All the psukim of chumish at the end of chumish bamidbar. By the Melchemes Midyon, that the Torah required that you have to do sometimes Libun and sometimes Hagala, that's only if you want to use it within 24 hours on the level of the Raisa. The Chumash is talking on the level, the Chumash not telling us Dinim Derabbanan. So the Torah tells us you have to kasha the Kli within 24 hours. So let's say they call me up from the butcher shop and the meat is still there. So don't eat. They told me that by mistake they were selling treif of meat and they have no way to ascertain. Unfortunately, every so often this does happen. And they have no way to ascertain whether the lucky winners, whether you got the treif of meat, or you got the kosher meat. So don't eat the meat. Sofik deraisa luchumra. And if you want to cook in the pot and within 24 hours of having cooked the meat, that's a safek deraisa lechumer. When the kli is ben yom, a safek deraisa lechumer. So what if by the time they call me up from the butcher shop, it's already after 24 hours? The latest hasafek is when I find out that by mistake they sold some non-kosher meat. Until they notify me, there's no latest hasafek. So if the latest hasafek by me begins after 24 hours, after the questionable meat was cooked already in the pot, then I say safek derabbanan lekula. The whole safek is only on the level of derabbanan because the pot is ein ben yom. But if they call me from the butcher shop and I find out within 24 hours that there's a safek on the meat and a safek on the pot, so at the time that they notify me, it's still a ben yomo. So that's safek derasa lechumra. So even if I'll wait till after 24 hours, I still say safek deraisa l'chumra, even though now the whole relevance of the safek deraisa is only with respect to dinim derabbanan. I declare it as a safek deraisa based on the moment of the latest hasafek. Latest hasafek is when they notified me that there's an issue. So that's what the Achrayim coined an expression, safek deraisa, shenis galgel liya safek derabbanan. It rolled on. If you waited till the end of the 24 hours, then it became a safek derabbanan. So safek deraisa luchumra, even with respect to the aspects of Rabbanan, ben hashmashes of Shabbos, beginning and the end, the safek deraisa, both with respect to melachas deraisa and melachas derabbanan, and let's say, so you're not allowed to do even melachas derabbanan during ben hashmashes, and if you something started off as a safek deraisa, they notified me that there's a possibility that the meat that I cooked in the pot was nevei lo treifa. So not only do I say safek deraisa luchumer calls man the pot is still ben yomo, even after time passes and it became ena ben yomo, that safek deraisa shen is galgel liya safek derabbanan. Yeah, we happen to paskin. There's a machlokes hatanoim in the middle of Erevin. The Daf Yomi people just learned that recently. And the first Perek and Shabbos, there is a machlokes hatanoim called Dov Shehu Mishum Shvus LaGozra Ola Bein Hashmashes. That's only a special code. That's not based on Safik Derabbanan LaKula. It really should be Safik Deraisa. Bein Hashmashes, you're not allowed to do of Shabbos. Bein Hashmashes of Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Yisurim Deraisa. You're not allowed to do Yisurim Derabbanan. That's called Safik Deraisa with respect to Dinam Derabbanan. You're not allowed to do Derabbanan either. But there's a special kula. We happen to paskin like Rebbe. Machlokes Rebbe and Achachamim. The Gemara says we paskin like Rebbe. Called Dov Shehu Mishum Shvus. The Gozer Ola Bein Hashmashes. If it's a Makam Mitzvah or a Big Shas Hatcha Gadol, so we divide all the Dinim Derabbanan into different categories. Tosfos shows from the Gemara like that, and that interpretation of Tosfos is quoted Laloch and Shulchan Aruch that on Shabbos there are prohibitions by the Rabbanan of three different levels. There are melachas midirabbanan, and then there are gzeiris midirabbanan. Let's say you're not allowed to climb on a tree, gzeiris hamiyachtach zmora. You may break off a branch. You're not allowed to ride horseback because you may break off a branch in order to hit the horse. What else? You're not allowed to take medication, gzeiris hamiyachik some of money. You may do tochen, you may grind something up. So what are you going to say that a person who swallows a pill, person who swallows a medication on Shabbos, is in violation of tochen midirabbanan? It's not tochen. It didn't do tochen. It's not a malach midirabbanan. That's a gzera midirabbanan. You're not allowed to climb on a tree. Gzera shem yachtach zmar. You may break off. And so you say, whoever leans on a tree, whoever climbs on a tree, is in violation of kotzer. He didn't do kotzer. It doesn't make sense to say that it's a malach midirabbanan. It's a gzera midirabbanan. So within the category of Gzera Derabbanan, there are different levels. Tosfos said there's Gzera Chamura and there's Gzera Kala. So Tosfos proves in the Gemara, if it's a Gzera Kala, then you have this klal, then you have this leniency called Dov Shehu Mishum Shvus, LaGozer Ola Bein Hashmashes. If it's only a Gzera Kala, then it's Mutar in Bein Hashmashes. And that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Erevin, in the Lamids, regarding the details of this din, and halach and shulchan aruch tzamachlek esachrein, whether that leniency, that kula, that the din is called dovishem shem shvus lagozer ala bein hashmashes, does it only apply to the bein hashmashes of leil Shabbos, Friday night? Does it even apply to the bein hashmashes of matzoi Shabbos? Why should there be a difference between Friday night and Mitzvah Shabbos? And the Magen Avraham explains that the Ben HaShemashas of Leil Shabbos, this man is Becheskes Heter, because all day, the last 6 weeks, the last 6 days, was Chol. So if you have a Sofik on Ben HaShemashas, whether it's Yom HaLach, whether it's Chol HaKodesh, Friday evening is a Sofik Ben HaShemashas, it's Chol HaKodesh, so you leave it on Cheskas Chol, Becheskes Chol. But Ben HaShemashas of Mitzvah Shabbos, that's the Zman is Becheskas Kodesh. So that's why Ben HaShemashas of Mitzvah Shabbos is Mochomer. To me, it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean, this man is Becheskas Kodesh, that man is Becheskas Chol? How does one understand Zman? Zman is one unit of Zman, and it changes from Kodesh to Chol. Or you say, every minute is a different minute. So that the 24 hours of Friday, starting from Laila of Thursday night, the Laila of Friday night, the 24 hours of Friday are Chol. The next couple minutes are Ben HaShemashas. So Ben HaShemashas are different. So what do you mean is Becheskas Chol? It's not Becheskas anything. It's a different time unit. It's a different time slot. I don't understand why anybody should say like that. But there's such a machloikis. The Rambam has a machloikis with the Arab philosophers about the nature of time in the Mor and the Buchim, where the time is one unit and the nature of the time changes. Oh no, every minute is a different unit. Why should be? I don't understand how. I don't even know what I just said. I don't know what the words mean. That time is one thing and it changes from Kodesh to Chol and Chol to Kodesh. I don't know what the words mean. But that's what some Rishayim and some Achranim hold like that. There's a Stira Mishnah Brura. This is one of the places that there's a Stira Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura in Chela Gimel, when the Shulchan Aruch has the whole siman dedicated to this din, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, that called Dovish Shehum Yishum Shvus, Le Gozro, Le Ben HaShemashas, that B'mokam Hepsid Gorla, B'mokam Mitzvah, we would allow one to violate Gzera Kala, not Gzera Chamura, and not a Malacha. Malacha is the Rabbanan. There's a malacha deraisa that for sure you don't do Ben HaShemashas. That's Safek deraisa l'chumra. And even a malacha derabanan also you don't do Ben HaShemashas. That's Safek deraisa l'chumra. Safek Ben HaShemashas is a Safek deraisa and has relevance with respect to dinam deraisa and dinam rabbanan. So that's also l'chumra. But if it's if it's only a gzeira kala, we divide the gzeiras into two categories, it's only a gzeira kala, then we say called Dovashem Shem Shus Lagozo Ben HaShemashas. That's a special kula. That's a special heter. So this is, there's a whole siman about this in the third chelik of the Mishnah Brura. So there the Mishnah Brura adopts the chumra position that the kula called Dovashem Shem Shus only applies the Ben HaShemashas of Leil Shabbos, Friday night. Does not apply to Metzoy Shabbos. And chelik vav in the Mishnah Brura, all the different chalokim are written by different members of the Chafetz Chaim's family. So in Chelek Vava, the Mishnah Brura, he writes, there's a meaning that we blow Shofar after we finish Ne'ilah. And what if the Chazan finished Ne'ilah during Ben HaShemashas? So is it permissible to blow Shofar? So the Tkiya Shofar is Chachma Ve'ena Malacha. The Gemara says, it's not an Isa Deraisa. You're not allowed to blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out of Shabbos. It's only Gzeira Derabon, Gzeira Shem Yavarenu Dalan Amis Pishus HaRabim. But it's not a mlocha on the level of the rice. It should have been an Isa de Rabbanan because of Mashmiya Kol, they're playing a musical instrument, Shem Yisak and Klei Shir. But they were only Gozer when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, they were never Gozer. That's what the Taz was, the son-in-law of the Bach. So the Taz quotes in three different places, and one of them is here in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, three different places in Shulchan Aruch. He quotes this from his father-in-law, the Bach. And here he quotes this kasha. Why did the Chachamim only prohibit blowing shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shacholis b'Shabbos? Because of the Gzeira Shem Yavirenu, somebody may forget and carry by mistake on Shabbos. They should have prohibited blowing shofar every year on Rosh Hashanah because of Mashmiya Kol. You're playing a musical instrument, like playing a piano, playing a guitar, playing a violin. So how are you allowed to blow shofar? So the Bach answers that the Chachamim don't have authority to make a gzera to us or something that's dava mefurish bater. It says black and white in the Chumash, you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. They don't have the ability to make a gzera keneged dava mefurish bater. we usually assume that the pshat, and that is that the gzeres derabanan that the chachamim introduce, once they make a gzeres derabanan, it blends in to become an integral part of the Torah Shebaal Peh on the level of the Raisa. That's what it sounds like in the Rambam and the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis, printed in the back of Brachas, in the back of Gemara Brachas. The Rambam explains that Mishnayis represents the Torah Shebaal Peh, and there are five different sections in the Torah Shebaal Peh. So he says you have, the first section is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, a din that's an oral tradition that there's no way to read it in between the lines and the Chumash. Then the second section in Torah Shebaal Peh is the dinim that are derived based on the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem. You read in between the lines of the Chumash, and you get all the details of each one of the mitzvah. Then there's a third area in Torah Shebaal Peh, which the Rambam coins an expression, Pirushim HaMekubalim L'Moshe MiSinai. There are certain, every language has certain expressions that you have to be familiar with the language. So the Rambam says, for example, Pri Eitz Hadar. What is it referring to? We have a tradition. It's referring to Esrog. And you can't say it refers to an Esrog that doesn't excite me. Some other fruit. I like other fruits. No, Pri Eitz Hadar, we have a tradition. That's what it means. Pri Eitz Hadar means an Esrog. Or Absolvation would always give the Moshel, Ayin Tachasayin. Ayin Tachasayin is not to be taken literally. And it's not that there's a contradiction between the Torah Shebichsad and the Torah Shebaal Peh. No. That's one of the Pirushim HaMekubalim al-Moshe Mizina, that expression is not to be taken literally. In every language, there were expressions like that. I remember years ago, when I was very young, younger than you, so there was a movie about the Second World War that the Americans realized that the Nazis figured out their code when they would send messages from Washington to the armies in Europe. So they would always send it by code, so the enemy wouldn't be able to figure it out. So they had to keep on switching the code, and the Nazis kept on breaking the code. So they finally came upon a hamtzah. They're going to send a message by using English American expressions in the English language. Even if you use a dictionary, you won't know what the expression is. So let's say the Great White Way. So they wanted to send a message that the soldiers shouldn't go there because it's full of snow. They won't be able to proceed. So they wrote the Great ... Way. So if you didn't live in America, you never heard of that expression. And the whole code was that everything was sent in melitzas. And melitzas only an American would know. So that's what the Rambam, that's the third category, third section of Torah Shebaal Peh, Pirushim HaMekubalim L'Moshe MiSinai. We have traditions, what the phrases in the Chumash mean, that you won't find it in a dictionary. It's a melitza. That's what that. And then the Rambam has, there's a fourth and a fifth section of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Gzeiros Derabbanan, and the Mitzvos Mederabbanan, the Takanos Mederabbanan. Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, Mikra Megillah is a Takana Derabbanan. Then that you're not allowed to have, not allowed to carry in a karmelis as a gzeri, not allowed to write with your left hand on Shabbos. And Hattori, you're not allowed to write with the right hand, with the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to write with the left hand, and so on. You're not allowed to eat the chicken that's cooked in milk. So the Rambam writes that the takonis and the gzeris, the Rabbanan, are also part of Torah Shebaal Peh. So the simple reading of the Rambam means that this is on the level of the Raisa. All the dinim, the Rabbanan, blend in to become an integral part of the Torah Shebaal Peh on the level of the Raisa. That's a Rav Soloveitchik thought. I don't remember that he ever mentioned that Hakdamas HaRambam to the Pirush HaMishnayis, but my impression is that that's what the Rambam implied. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. So he said that's why Rav Soloveitchik thought when you learn Dinim de Rabbanan, the Chavis HaGavra to observe the Dinim de Rabbanan is only on the level of the Rabbanan. But a Cheftz Shelter, it is on the level of the Raisa, because all the Dinim de Rabbanan blend in. They become an integral part of the Torah Shebaal Peh min HaTorah. So when one is about to, one says Birchas HaTorah and he learns Dinim Derabbanan, he's become a mitzvah of Talmud Torah Deraisa. So my impression was that that's why the Bach came up with this Chiddush, that the Chachamim were authorized by the Torah Shmatam is Mishmarti, Asum Mishmeres LeMishmarti, that's the concluding pasuk in Parsha Zachrei Mos, and the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Chafalov, says, that pasuk is the source of the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It says in Pirkei Avos, Anshei Knesset Hagadol Lehem Amar Shlosha Dvarim, and one of them was Aseh Siyog LaTorah, that the Beis Din is the Anshei Knesset Hagadol, and the Beis Din HaGadol had the obligation to make Siyogim and Hachokas. What is that based on? Where does it say down in Chumash that it's their responsibility? Aseh Siyog LaTorah. It says based on that pasuk, Kishmatem Es Mishmarti, Asum Mishmeres LeMishmarti. So the Chachamim were authorized to make Zeres, but they have no right to make a Zeres that's Keneged Dov HaMufurish Bater, because it will not blend, it can't blend in to become part of the Torah Shabbat Peh on the level of the Reif, if it's Mufurish Keneged Dover and the Chumash. So that's what the Taz, that's a famous Taz, he quotes the name of the Bach, that the Chachamim only prohibited Tkiya Shofar, and Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Why didn't they prohibit all Tkiya Shofar? Because Mashmiya Kol, you're using a musical instrument, Shem Yisak and Klei Shir, and many hold that you're not allowed to use a door knocker, even not a musical instrument. A Kli HaMiyuchad LaHashmoas Kol, you're not allowed to use, even if it's not a musical instrument. So even if nobody uses a shofar as part of an orchestra, but a shofar is an instrument that's Miyuchad for HaShmoas Kol, to make a loud sound. So why didn't they prohibit the Tkiya Shofar? So the answer is, Keneged Dabam Furish Batari, you can't do that. Yeah. How do we get involved? I already forgot. How do we lead up to this? Kol HaMitzvos Kulam Mabrach. Oh, yeah.
The Mishnah Brura, the Stira and the Mishnah Brura between Chelak Yom and Chelak Vav about Beinosh Mashos.
Right, so the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Yom Kippur writes, there's a minik to blow shofar on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, and Tosfos in different places quotes three different explanations why. Why usually the most popular explanation from the Tosfos is that at the conclusion of Maimon Har Sinai, they heard the blast of the shofar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kol zman that the Shechina is on Har Sinai, and no one is allowed to go on Har Sinai, Behemeh Mishlo Yichya. People are not allowed to go, and a behemoth is not allowed to go either. That's called the Shor Sinai. A Shor goes up on Har Sinai. Kol Zman the Shechina was still there, so the Shor would be Skila. Behemoth Mishlo Yichya. But then the Pasuk says, B'mshoch B'keren HaYevel Hema Yala Bahor. When they'll hear the Tkiyas Shofar, when they'll hear the blast of the Shofar, that'll be a sim of the Silut Shechina. So then we don't see on Har Sinai Kitcha Losi Lovan. And the Mokam HaMikdash, the Raman paskins that it was Kitcha Losalav, even after the Churban Reis HaMikdash, the Shechina is still there, and the Tomei is not allowed to enter into the Reis HaMikdash. But on Har Sinai, L'chol HaDeis, the Pasuk said the Chumash, once they heard the blast of the Shofar, so there was no longer a Hashvas HaShechina. So that's the reason why the Tosfos quotes three different explanations. That's the most popular reason. Because on Yom Kippurim, the nature of Yom Kippur is that there's a Hashvas HaShechina with us the whole time. And then when Yom Kippur ends, so then the Shechina goes back to the seventh heaven. The Gemara says in Chagiga, in the second Berak, that there are Shiva Rikim. There are seven different heavens, and there are six Avirim in between the seven heavens. Otherwise, it would be one big heaven. So if you don't have the Shesh Avirim, you don't have any Shiva Rikim. So that's why Tosfos explains, we say seven times Hashem Hu Elokim. Why seven times only one God? The Mishnah says, the person says, there's such a nigun, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Then everybody says it another 50 times. So that you're not allowed to do. Exactly that nigun. That's what the Mishnah says. Shema Shema Mishasken also, because it sounds as if he believes in more than one God. He says, Hashem Echad. So how do we say seven times Hashem Hu Elokim? So the Balei HaTosfos were the ones who introduced this minhag. So they say, no, there's only one Elokim. But we're greeting the Shechina. When the Shechina leaves this world, goes to the first heaven, then it goes from the first heaven to the second heaven, to the third heaven, till it goes to the seventh heaven. So each time the Shechina goes, we say seven times. We don't know that now the Shechina is going to the first, to the second, to the third. But the idea behind it is that the Shechina is going to go after the end of Yom Kippur. Shechina is going to go back to the seventh heaven. So that's why we say seven times Hashem HaLakim. The assumption being that on Yom Kippur, the Shechina is here with us the whole time. That's why Kibayam Azeichat Per Alechem. Why do we have Itzuma Shel Yom is Mechaper? The Gemara says. See, if I would have translated the Pasiki Bayoim Azeyecha Pralechem, I would have translated incorrectly. I would have translated on this day, Ki Bayoim Azeyecha, on this day Hashem will forgive all of our sins. So the Gemara doesn't understand like that. The Gemara says, with this day, Itzuma Shel Yom is Mechaper. Not on this day, that's not the Zman of the Kapara. That's the mechanism of the Kapara. Like I say, Ani Kosev Be'et. I'm writing in a pen. I'm writing with a pen. That's what in the Middle Ages, they called that the Beis HaKeli. Ani Kosev Be'et, the eight, the pen, is the kli with which I'm going to write. So when it says, Ki Bayoim Azeh Yechapra Alechem, that's a Beis HaKeli, with the Kedusha Sayyam of Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch is going to forgive us. What do you mean, with the Kedusha Sayyam? Because the essence of the Yitzum Shal Yom of Yom Kippur is that there's a tremendous Ashura Sashchina. And when you have this, Rav Soloveitchik said, this Tov in the name of the Bnei Yisoschar. Bnei Yisoschar was a famous Hasidish Rebbe, Rav Pirsch Melech Dinever. I think his family name was Shapiro, Rav Tzvi Eli Melech Shapiro. My father came from that part of Europe where they were, that the Bnei Yisoschar was very popular. So my father's name was Melech, and he named me Tzvi. Yerush Melech was the name of Bnei Yisoschar. The name of his sefer, Bnei Yisoschar, because his Rebbe told him that he's from Shevet Yisoschar. Usually people don't know what Shevet they belong to. The Kohanim and the Levim know that they're from Shevet Levi. And the Chalaps have a tradition that they're from Shevet Yehuda. They claim to be descendants from the Malchus Beis David. Okay, but everybody else does know what Shevet they belong to. So this Hasidish Rebbe, when he was a young man, his Rebbe told him that he, Baruch HaKadosh, I guess, that he's from Shevet Yisoschar. So he wrote a sefer about half the sefers on Shabbos, then he writes about the Yamim Tovim. So when he writes about Yom HaKippurim, this is the theme that he brings up, that the essence of the Kedusha Sayyam of Yom Kippur is that there's an intense degree of Hashuas HaShchina. And Moshe Lamad Avadayim, if you have clothing that got stained, it got dirty and this is stained, so if you want to wash out the stain, you have to you have to apply water, and you have to apply detergent, and then you rub. Either you rub the beged against the beged, or you rub your hands on the beged. You have to rub. So on Yom Kippurim, the thing that our soul rubs up, our souls are stained because we did so many averis in the course of the year. So when the soul rubs up against the Shechina, that's what purifies the soul. That's what it means. Ki b'yoyim hazeh. The Gemara expresses the Lashon, Itzuma shal yoyim is mechaper. Not on this day. It doesn't mean on this day Hashem will forgive our sins with this day. It's the Beis HaKeli. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. It's a Beis HaKeli with the essence of the Kedusha Sayyam. Hashem will be mechaper. So the Mishnah Brura writes in Hilchas Yom Kippurim that if the chazan finished nila ben hashmashes, so the meaning is that we blow shofar. It's mashmiya called, you're not allowed to blow shofar. So the answer is, kol davar shem shvus legozer ala ben hashmashes. Since it's a meaning that we always blow shofar at the end of neila, so we're permitted to violate the isa derabbanan. This is interesting. You're permitted to violate the Yisa derabbanan the Mashmiya Kol in order to fulfill a minik. That's what we were talking about the other day. Agarish Shalonu Aroni Karmelis, and we're going to carry the Maksa to Shul on Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to carry. Rosh Hashanah, it's a Yontif, so Echon Nefesh is Mutter, and Tzorach HaYom Ktsas is also Mutter, Mitoch. Since Hoytzor is Mutter, the Tzorach HaKon Nefesh, Hoytzor is Mutter, the Tzorach HaYom Ktsas. So the people who carry the machzorim to shul are violating the isa derabbanan of carrying in a karmelis. Ayar shalanu, there's no shishim ribo. That's how many rishonim bali hatesis assume. So they're permitted to carry that's the question. Are they permitted to carry in a karmelis in order to fulfill a minik? Because you don't need the machzor in order to say the shmona esrei. The shul has sidurim, and every normal siddur has the Shemana Esrei for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Just doesn't have the Piyutim. The Piyutim are not Medina de Gemara. The Piyutim are introduced in the days of the Ge'onim and the days of the Rishonim. So that's an interesting, that's what we said, the question with the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh thought we should be Machma like Rashi. So you don't say Mitoch, you're not allowed to burn the Chometz and Yanta. Why wanted to say Mitoch? because Havara is an Issa Deraisa to burn the Chametz, and the mitzvah is only a mitzvah of the Rabbanim. So on the level of the Deraisa, you're not doing any mitzvah. So mitzvah of the Rabbanim doesn't count as a Tzorach HaYam Ktzah. So Tosfos disagreed with Rashi, but they presented what Rashi holds. So the Shah Gzari thought we should be Choshesh for Rashi. So that was the question. So the Shah Gzari says you shouldn't carry machzeh to shul in order to say piyutim, because carrying is deraisa and the piyutim is only a minik. So the question is, but if you should assume that all the little villages in Europe don't have shishim riba, New York has more than shishim riba. But if you don't have a big city like New York, you have a little village in Europe, so then maybe it's only a karmelis, so the achreinim or mekel, since it's only a karmelis, which is the rabbanon, so you're permitted to carry in a karmelis, even though there's no erev, to fulfill a minik. There's still room to argue. The din of deraisa, the din of the rabbanon, they're a minhagim. A minik is a lower level than a din de rabbanon. So one could argue the point and say, on the level of the rabbanon, it's shalot letzarech klal. You're carrying shalot letzarech klal. But that's what achreinim amekel like that. They said we would have been machmer like the shagasai not to carry the machzit to shul on Rosh Hashanah if you would have to carry it derech ushusaram deraisa. But since Ayara Shalona are only Carmelis, it's only the Rabbanon, so then Tzarach HaYom Ktzas of a Minig is enough to violate a Din de Rabbanon. Because of the Gemara Nedarim on Daf Tezvav, that a Minig is binding mid the Rabbanon mitam neder. The Gemara says it's Bal Yachal mid the Rabbanon. That's the opinion, that's the way Tosfos understood the Gemara, and that's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes. In the beginning of the third Chelek Yerideya, yeah, it starts with Hilchos Shavuos, then it goes to Hilchos Nedarim, Hilchos HaTorah Nedarim. So in Hilchos Shavuos, it has a whole siman Reish Yudalid dedicated to this theme, the way the Balei HaTosa understood, that whenever you have a minig, either a minig ayochid, a private person has a minig, he learns Daf Yomi every day, or the community has a minig, or Klal Yisrael has a minig to say piyutim, Klal Yisrael has a minig to say slichas this time of the year. We don't find that it's a din de rabbanon, it's a minig. So all minhagim are binding mitam neder, mid de rabbanon. It's not a neder menater, it's a neder mid de rabbanon. Yeah, so that's the steer in the Mishnah Berurah. Then a chele gimbal of the Mishnah Berurah, he's machriya, that kol dovish and mishem shvus, le gozwa le ben hashmashes, ironi mekel, and knisas ha-shabbos. But besof ha-shabbos, that the day is becheska sisir, then you're machmer. I don't know what that means, that the zman is one unit, then it switches from kodesh to chol. So it's becheskas kodesh. And in Hilchas Yom Kippur, he's Mekel. The difference, that's what we mentioned. The son of the Chavetz Chaim wrote a biography of his father that's included in the three volumes of the Kol Kisvei Chavetz Chaim. And he explains that the different members of the family wrote the different sections of the Mishnah Berurah. And that's why once in a while there'll be a contradiction, because this section, he says, I wrote this section, my uncle wrote the other section, and I wrote one hachra, and the uncle wrote the other hachra. They told me that the Lubavitch, I don't know if I mentioned it, Lubavitch was requesting of the Russian government for quite a few years that they should give them back all of the Lubavitch library that was confiscated under the communists. They should please give it back. So they kept on requesting. And finally, they gave it back to Lubavitch. So when they gave it back, they gave him more than they asked for. Not only did they give him back all the books that belonged to the Lubavitch library, they gave him back the original manuscript of the Mishnah Berurah that was sent to the printer to set the type. So if you go to 770, you'll see the original manuscript of the Mishnah Berurah. So one person who went there told me it's written in different handwritings in different color ink, and people know which is the handwriting of the Chafetz Chaim. So every so often, the Chafetz Chaim would add on another line at the end. Add on a chumra, kula, maramakam, something. But the whole thing was not written by the Chafetz Chaim. It was written by different members of the family. The job was teamwork. It was divided up among different people. Yeah. So we wanted to say the following thing. Let's say it's Bein Hashmashes of Knesset on Shabbos, and the woman forgot the benchlicht. Usually the women benchlicht. So the woman forgot the benchlicht. And in Europe, they didn't have electric lights, so she didn't benchlicht. They're going to be sitting and eating in the dark. They won't be able to, and then probably no street lights either. So they're going to make kiddush, eat the whole meal in the dark. That's going to be a disaster. So they have a nochri in the neighborhood. would you allow Amira Lenochri Ben Ashmashes B'makam Mitzvah? There's a big mitzvah to have light in the house on Shabbos. By us, the lights are on anyway. So to light the candles, we wouldn't allow Amira Lenochri to light the candles. You can live without the candles because all the electric lights are on anyway. But in Europe, if you don't bench lech, the house is going to be dark. So that's a big machlokes. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Balei HaTosfos that kol davar shemishum shvus legozra leben hashmashes allows you to do amira lenochri ben hashmashes of Leil Shabbos to turn on to light a candle. So it should be light in the house. But makom mitzvah, we would allow it. The Mishkan Nisyankov has a tshuva. He's not happy. He thinks that we shouldn't follow the Mechaber. We should follow those who hold that amira lenochri is a gzera chamura. The Shulchan Aruch quoted the Tosfos that we divide there are malachas from the Rabbanan, then there are gzeras. There are three different categories. There are malachas from the Rabbanan, then there are gzera chamura, and there's gzera kala. So Tosfos says the only area where we allow kol davar shemishum shvus legozra leben hashmashes, if it's a gzera kala, if it's a gzera chamura, you're not making. So the Mishkan Yaakov thinks that Amir Eliakim should be in the more chomedik category, should be a gzera chamura. Maybe it's a malach mid rabbanan. Maybe we say yesh lichus la'akam lechumra, so it's considered as if the Yisrael did a malach mid rabbanan. So you shouldn't allow it ben hashmashes. But that not every Mishkan Yanka has been accepted. Mishnah Berurah every so often will pass like the Mishkan Yanka. Mishkan Yanka learned by Rab Chaim Valozhiner. He was one of the first group who learned in Valozhiner Yeshiva. And he was the rabbi in Karlin. He was known as Rabbi Yankala Karlina. He lived in the city Karlin. Karlin was where the Karlina Hasidim live, where the Stolen Hasidim live. So quite a few of his tshuvas ought to disagree with certain practices that the Hasidim had. One of them is that it was very common by Hasidim that would ask a young child to carry their talis to shul on Shabbos, even though there's no Erev. So he screams, that's against the Pasuk and Aseres HaDibros. And Rashi HaChumash quotes from the Tanoim, Bincha Vitecha refers to Ktanim, before Bar Mitzvah. If they're after Bar Mitzvah already, then they're Ato. So obviously he goes on Ktanim before Bar Mitzvah. So he tumbles about that. Then he has a whole tshuva also. The Hasidim would be Mahadir to use Dapka green Esrig instead of a yellow Esrig, a green Esrig, because the Zohar says you should use an Esrig Hayorik. And the Hasidim thought that Yorek means green. So the Mishkan is Yankov said, that's a mistake. Yorek means yellow. If you want to say green, you say Yorek Kikarsi. The word Yorek means brown, yellow. Sometimes it means green, but in the Gemara, if they mean to say green, they'll say Yorek Kikarsi. See, there's a lot of tshuvas that were intended, Milach HaTchila, to disagree with the, to argue with the practices of the Hasidim. He used to visit Valozhin Yeshiva after he got his rabbanus, used to come visit every year, Valozhin Yeshiva, Rab Chaim Valozhin, and during the lifetime of Rab Chaim Valozhin, Rab Chaim Valozhin would be mechabed him to give a shir in the yeshiva when he came every year. So the so the Magen Avraham comments on that sif in Shulchan Aruch, if the woman forgot to bench licht on the Erev Shabbos, and she realizes Bein Hashmashes, that it's going to be dark in the house, it's going to be a disaster. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, she's permitted to have a Nochri light the candles for her. We would allow Amir and a Nochri, Bein Hashmashes, Kol Dovish, and Mishim Shus, Legozra, Le Bein Hashmashes. So the Magen Avraham comments, when the Nochri lights the candles, the Balabasta may say the Bracha, Shekarishana b'mitzvah, Sezvan, Lahadlik, Ner Shal Shabbos. So the Mishkan Sankov is not happy about the whole Kula of Amir and a Nochri, Bein Hashmashes. He thinks that's in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that. He thinks we should not accept that opinion. He's not happy. But then he's not happy about the Magen Avraham either. He says, even if you are going to follow the Shulchan Aruch, that you'll permit Amir LeNochri, how does she say a bracha? The guy is lighting the candle. The Nochri can't say a bracha. What's he going to say? Shekirishanah b'mitzvah v'tzivanah la'alek ner shal Shabbos. He's not Kirishanah, he's not v'tzivanah. And the Isha didn't do the Maisa mitzvah. She gets the Kiyama mitzvah. She saw to it that the candles were lit. So he has a cloud. The only time you say Bichas HaMitzvah is when you do a Maisa HaMitzvah. In fact, a lot of times you do a Maisa HaMitzvah, you don't get a Kiyama Mitzvah at all. Let's say someone asks me to do him a favor, I should hang up the mezuzahs in his apartment. So he doesn't know where to put the mezuzah, doesn't know how to do it. So So I'll do him a favor. I'll put up all the mezuzahs. So I am in fulfillment of the mitzvah of doing a teiva to another person. I did him a favor without charging him any money. But who's mekayem the mitzvah mezuzah? The one who lives in the house. The one who lives in the house does not say a bracha when there's a mezuzah on his door. The one who nails in the mezuzah says the bracha, the kvar mezuzah, even though he doesn't have any kiyum mitzvah at all. He's only doing the maisa mitzvah. That's the halacha. Whoever, you only say a bracha when you do a maisa mitzvah, even if the maisa mitzvah isn't giving you any kiyum. You're nailing a mezuzah on someone else's house. And the one who has the kiyum mitzvah but didn't do a maisa mitzvah does not say a bracha. So this Magen Avraham, the Mishkan Es Yankiv disagrees, but before the Mishkan Es Yankiv, the Mishkan Es Yankiv lived, it was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Valozhiner, so that was the beginning of the 1800s when Valozhiner Yeshiva was founded. The Chidor lived in the 1700s, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, so the Chidor also quotes those who disagreed. The Chidor wrote the Birkei Yosef, so in the Birkei Yosef, if you look in Yerudei, Chela Gimel, and Hilchas Mezuzah, so the Pischei Tshuva on Yerudea quotes this from the Birkei Yosef. He disagrees with this Magen Avraham. And he said, there's another Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, let's say a person lived in an apartment and he had mezuzahs on all the doors that needed mezuzahs. Then he sells me the apartment, or I rent the apartment, whatever. I move in and I don't have to put any mezuzahs because there are kosher mezuzahs already. So I don't recite a bracha shekadishana the mitzvah sevsebanu lekvaya mezuzah, not being kaveh mezuzah. So the Magen Avraham says, but when you move in, you have to recite a bracha shekadishana the mitzvah sevsebanu ladur babayis sheyesh bo mezuzah. So the Birkei Yosef disagrees. He says that, first of all, he said there is no such bracha. You can't invent your own nusach bracha, and that nusach doesn't appear anywhere. That's a question whether that's a valid taina. But that's one taina that he has. Then he says, taina number two, you don't say a bracha unless you're doing a maisa mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah of a mezuzah is kviyas a mezuzah. Here you're fulfilling a mitzvah, a virtue of the fact you're living in a house that has a mezuzah, so you're being mekayem the mitzvah mezuzah, but you're mekayem the mitzvah without any maisa. That's not a maisa mitzvah to live in a house. The fact that I have a mezuzah is the kiyum a mitzvah. So whenever you have a kiyum a mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah, no bracha is recited. So that's why the Mishkan Es Yankiv has the tshuva that he disagrees. The two Magen Avrams, Alushitasam. Magen Avram says, if the woman has the nochri, light the candles for her, she can say the bracha. And the Magen Avram says over here, I live in a house that has a mezuzah, so I say a bracha. I wasn't kaveh the mezuzah. I'm a kaim the mitzvah the mele. I have a mezuzah on the doorpost. I didn't put it up. So the Magen Avraham says, I can say a bracha. So that's where the Mishkan Es Yankiv says, we don't accept either of those. Pashto says, you only say a bracha when there's a maisa mitzvah. So that's the argument over here, getting back again. The Gemara in Sukkah has a machlokes amaroim. When you do netilas lulav on the first day of Sukkah, lakachtem lachem b'yom harishon, that's their isis. So for sure you say a bracha. When you do netilas lulav nito kol shiva, the remaining 6 days of Sukkot after the Churban Habayis, that was one of the 9 takanas of the Bezdin of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, shehi lulav nito kol shiva zechel amigdosh. So there was a machlokes where they only said bracha the first day when it's the rice, or even the other 6 days when it's only the rabban. So the several rishonim on that Gemara and Sukkot say, those who held that you don't say, we paskin do say a bracha. Each day, each of the 7 days of Sukkot, on Hoshana Rabbah, is the 7th day of Sukkot. So you say bracha on Atilas Lulav on all 7 days, even on a mitzvah de Rabbanan. So there was an opinion in the days of the Amoraim that a bracha is not recited on Lulav Kol Shiva, only on the first day. So the Rishonim say, Hu Adinami, that opinion would disagree by Mikra Megillah and by Hadlakas Neres Chanukah. They would hold, you don't say a bracha. So I just suggested, is room to say not like the Rishon. Could be that on a normal mitzvah, there are bonon like Hadlokas, there is Chanukah, or Mikra Megillah, all the Amoraim would agree that you do say bracha. Only over here, because it's Zechel HaMikdosh, there is no, you can't really say there's a Maisa mitzvah. You have to shake the Dalan meaning, and by shaking the Dalan meaning, you know, I'm the kind of mitzvah, that's the question. Are you mekayem the mitzvah of Dalan meaning, or are you mekayem the mitzvah of Tzion Darish Ein Lo, the Gemara says it's Zechel HaMikdash is what motivated the Chachamim to introduce a mitzvah of Dalan Minim, Zeich al Hamikdash is the mitzvah. The mekayim mitzvah of Zeich al Hamikdash. One could argue the point and say, it's not that this is what motivated the Chachamim to introduce a mitzvah of Dalad Minim, and you're mekayim Dalad Minim at the Rabbanan. No, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Zeich al Hamikdash. So Zeich al Hamikdash, you can't really say that that's a ma'aseh mitzvah. By shaking the lulav, we conjure up in our mind an image of what life was like during the days of the Beis Hamikdash, and it'll remind us, or not remind us, we were never there. We were alive, Bizman HaBayis, it was 2,000 years ago. We conjure up in our minds an image of what things were like in the Beis Hamikdash. So it could be that conjuring up in your mind, that's there's no Ma'is HaMitzvah over there. That's like Avos Hashem, like Iris Hashem. There's such a Beis Yosef has a comment. Let's say a person forgot to say the bracha at the time of Bedikas Chometz. That's what we're up to here. The last three lines on Zayin Amud Aleph. A person forgot to say the bracha when he's about to be bedik. So let's say, he's about to burn the Chometz. Okay, so when he's about to destroy the Chometz, let him say the bracha then. I'll be a Chometz. What if he's going to be Mevatel? What if he doesn't have any Chometz to burn? He did the Bedikas Chometz and he doesn't have any Chometz to burn, but he's going to be Mevatel Chometz. And according to Rashi, the bitl is the kiyama mitzvah. That's how the bitl is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisa. That was the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos that we had earlier on Dalet Amud Beis. But the Raisa the bitl be al masagi. So the Beis Yosef says, even though according to Rashi, you mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisa by bitl b'leiv, but you don't say a bracha on the mitzvah that you mekayim b'leiv. You only say a bracha when you do a maisa hamitzvah. The Beis Yosef has that kalam. So basically, what the Beis Yosef said is what the Mishkan HaSeankev developed. Like the Mishkan HaSeankev's attack against the Mogen Avram by the Brocha Lada B'bay Sheyeshba Mezuzah, and his disagreement with the other Mogen Avram, that when the Nochri is Madlak Mener is Bein HaShmash, is the Balabosti can say the Brocha, you only say Brocha when you do a Maisa Mitzvah. So there would have been room to argue the point. But anyway, it's irrelevant. We don't pass like that opinion in Sukkah anyway. We pass on Halacha. Even lulav kol shiva, you say bracha all 7 days. So on real derabbanus, for sure you say bracha. We say bracha on mikra megillah. We say bracha on hadlakas neres chanukah. We say bracha on the zechel amigdush also. Fine. So that's the klal kol hamitzvos kulam. Mevorach aleim oiver lasiyosam. What do you mean oiver? So oiver. Why don't they say funny loshon oiver? The gemara namen beis has a whole discussion on zayin namen beis. How do you know that the word oiver means before? My mashma, that's in the middle of Zayin Amud Beis. My mashma, the high over lishna dagdumehu. How do you know that it means one should recite the bracha prior to fulfilling a mitzvah? The Gemara digs up a pasuk, two psukim from Tanakh. Okay, a pasuk from Micha and a pasuk from Shmuel Beis. But why did they use such a funny lashon? Why didn't they just say kaidim lasiyas? So the Rishonim explained, oiver means to the exclusion of oiver the oiver. You have to say the bracha immediately before you do the mitzvah. Not an hour before, not 5 minutes before. The Gemara says, Tfilim, Eim Asayim Baruch Aleim, when a person is putting on Shal Yad, when does he say the bracha? So the Gemara says, after he already has the Tfilin Shal Yad on the muscle on his arm, and he's about to tighten it, after he does the Hanocha, before he does the Hiduk, then he says the bracha. Some people have the practice, they say the bracha when they're taking the Tfilin out from the Tfilin Zekel. That's over the over. That's too far in advance. You have to recite the bracha immediately before you're about to do the mitzvah. What if a person did the mitzvah and he forgot to say the bracha? Can he say the bracha after he already finished doing the mitzvah? I attended more than one wedding where on one occasion they were mechaber. The grandfather was a rabbi. He was a rabbi for 50, 60, 70 years. He was in the rabbinate for many years. He did many, many weddings, and because it was his grandchild's wedding, he was so excited, he forgot to say the Birchas Harrison before he told the chassan, do you have the ring? And he gave the ring, say, Ariat Mukadesh is Lee. He said, Ariat Mukadesh, he gave the ring, and he forgot to say the Birchas Harrison. And he was about to have them read the Ksubah, so someone reminded him, you didn't say the Birchas Harrison. So what's the din if he didn't say the Ramam says Birchas Harrison is a regular Birchas HaMitzvah? The Rambam holds that getting married is a mitzvah and Pirei Berivya is a mitzvah. The Rambam counts in the listing of the Taryag mitzvahs, there are Ramach mitzvahs, I say. So the Rambam counts in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah lisa isha b'ksuba b'kedushin, one mitzvah to get married, and another mitzvah lifers for livers. The Rosh in the beginning of Ksuba disagrees with the Rambam. He said, there's no mitzvah to get married. Marriage is a chalos. It's chal. You can do piriviv without getting married. You can have a pilegish. But so the bracha of marriage is a bichas ha-shevach. It's not really a bichas ha-mitzvah, even though the nusach is ha-shekereshana b'mitzvah yisar v'tzivanu. But we don't say b'tzivanu l'kadesha su'isha. We say b'tzivanu al ha-aroyas v'atzalanu sarusas. Hitalanu sarusas lanu. It's a long, complicated bracha. So the Rambam holds, even though it's long, complicated, it's a bichas ha-mitzvah. Lisa isha b'ksuba v'kidushin. And the Balei HaTosfos, and the Rosh is the represents the end of the Balei HaTosfos. Balei HaTosfos have the opinion that it's not really a bichas hamitzvah. It's really, it's the nusach of kedushana b'mitzvah v'tzivanu. You can call it a bichas hamitzvah, but it's not really. There really isn't a mitzvah of to get married. It's a bracha on the halos of the marriage. So that's the Rambam writes bichas erusin is a regular bichas hamitzvah, number one. Then number two, that's in disagreement with Tosfos. Then number two, so according to the Rambam, the bracha should really be recited by the chosen, or the chosen and the kala. They're fulfilling the mitzvah. So the rabbi is reciting the bracha on behalf of the chosen kala. The rabbi is already married, or he's not married yet, whatever. But he's not getting married tonight. The rabbi is He's performing the marriage for this couple. He's not getting married now. So how come the rabbi says the bracha for the chosen? So Shulchan Aruch they say, Kedesh lo levayeshes means she'enu yedeya. Every so often you have a chosen who won't know how to pronounce Hebrew. So in order not to embarrass, so you're going to tell every chosen, say this bracha. He may stumble, he may fumble, he may mispronounce the words, so he'll be embarrassed under the chuppah. So we make a loy plug rabbana, so we never ask anybody to say their own bracha. We always have the rabbi say the bracha on behalf of everybody. Kedesh lo levayesh is misheni yadeya. So the question is, what if they didn't say the bracha? Oyvel asi asim. Let's say I already put on tefillin. I didn't say the bracha. I finished davening. I take off the tefillin. If I'm still wearing the talis and tefillin, and I didn't say the bracha in the beginning, so say the bracha. Kozman, you're still wearing the tefillin. You're fulfilling the mitzvah. That's the Maisa Mitzvah. He's still wearing it. Well, let's say he already took off the tefillin. The second he takes off the tefillin, he reminds himself, not an hour later. An hour later is too late. He reminds himself right after he takes off the tefillin. He reminds himself that he forgot to say the bracha when he put it on. It's too early in the morning or whatever. So can you say the bracha la'achar asiyosim? So when you learn Yerideya and Hilchas Shechita, that's Simon Yutes, is Bichas HaShechita. So that's a discussion, a long discussion in the Shach on Simon Yutes. So he quotes a machlokes, the Rambam and the Or Zeruah. The Rambam writes in a few places, the Bichas HaMitzvah must be recited Oyvel HaSiyosam, and if the person forgot to recite the Bracha in advance, Farfal, Mashenase, Farnase, too late, and you can't say the Bracha L'Achar HaSiyosam. And the Or Zeruah disagrees. The Or Zeruah doesn't quote the Rambam, but the Zeruah writes against the Rambam that if you didn't say the bracha in advance, you can say the bracha if it's soon after you just finished. Let's say I ate the carbon Pesach on Pesach night when you have the Seder, so you're washing the Seder Hamoitzi. So whatever food you eat in the middle of the meal is Dvar Mabay Machmas Asuda. It's all covered with Hamoitzi. But when you eat the carbon Pesach, you have to say a bracha Shekadoshana b'mitzvah Savitzivano al Achivas HaPesach. So what if he ate the Korban Pesach and he forgot to say the bracha? Well, let's say he ate the Chagigas on Erev Pesach in addition to bringing the Korban Pesach, they bring the Chagigas Arba Osar, so that the Pesach will be Nechal al Asova. He eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. First he eat the Chagigas of Shlomim. So first he eat the Chagigas Arba Osar, and then you eat a Kazayas, a two Kazayasim of the Korban Pesach at the end. So the Mishnah, the very last Mishnah in Psochem, has a machloikas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. We consider the Korban Pesach the Iker, and we consider the Chagigas HaBa'aser is a tuffel. There is a din biruch al Iker pateres hatzveilo, that a person is eating two foods together, One is a nika, one is a tuffel. Let's say you're having Cheerios with milk, you're having Wheaties with milk. So we assume that the Wheaties or the Cheerios is the ikka, and you don't say shahakal on the milk, just say bury minimizonis on the Wheaties and the tuffel is covered, or anything like that. So does the din of ikka and tuffel carry over to Birchas HaMitzvah also, or is it only a klal and Birchas HaNenin? So Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that's the very last Mishnah in Psochem, Kuf Chof Aleph Amen Aleph. Birch Birchas HaPesach Pater V'shal Zelach, Birch Shal Zelach Le Pater V'shal Pesach, the Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that there's a din of ikka and tuffel, and the Chagigas Abba Osar is a tuffel to the Korban Pesach. The whole Chagigas Abbas is a takonimidr. If you magdush a Korban as a Korban Chagiga, as a Shlamim, so it's a Shlamim. It's Kodesh Menatera. And you have to treat it as a Korban Shlamim Menatera. But the whole idea that you should bring a Chagigas Abba also an Erev Pesach, the whole idea is only Midr Abbanan, so that the Korban Pesach should be Nechal Ala Sova, should be eaten at the end of the meal. So the whole Chagigas Abbas is really the whole institution of the Chagigas Abbas is Midr Rabbanan. One Tana holds that it's a Din Min HaTorah, and even if Erev Pesach Chali is B'Shabbos, not only is Shchitas HaPesach is Dech HaShabbos, Shchitas Chagigas Abbas also Dech HaShabbos, Ben Tema. But we don't pass like him, we pass Chagigas Abbas as Lab Deraisa. The Chagos Moshe Chag L'Hashem is a Din on Sholosh Regalim, you have to bring a Chagiga, that's, you have to bring the Chagiga on Yontav, or on Chal HaMoed, not on Erev Yontav. Shech the Chagiga and Erev Yontav, you're not Yotze. Chagigas Abbas is a separate din, not the regular din. On the Sholosh Regalim, the Gemara in the first Perek in Chagiga quotes a Tosefta from Chagiga, Gimel Mitzvos Nitztava Yisrael Bali Yosem LaRegel. When the Jews are Oil LaRegel, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, they become obligated to fulfill three mitzvahs of karbonis, Riyah, Chagiga, and Simcha. Oilas Riyah, they have to bring a Oilas Riyah. You can have a few people bring together. You can have 1,000 people be shut from together. Each one will give $1, and you'll buy carbon Oilas Riyah for $1,000, and it won't cost you more than $1. You burn the Oilas Riyah. You don't eat it anyway. So the whole thing is going to be burnt on the Mizbech. So if a person can afford it, he should bring a few oilers with. If he can't afford it, strictly speaking, he can become a shutta with another 999 people, and each one will give $1 or $0.50. They'll buy a korban for $1,000 or for $500, and they'll all be out. So the oilers is a korban oil. Then you have shalmei chagiga, and you have shalmei simcha. That's the question. What's the difference between shalmei chagiga and shalmei simcha? So the Chagigas Arba Osa, that's only Midrabbanan. The Chagiga, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shchitas Korban Chagiga, you have to shecht it on Yontif, on Sholosh Regalim, either on Yontif or on Chol HaMoed. But the Chagigas Arba Osa, we paskin against the one Tana holds that is the rice. We don't pass like that. We paskin Chagigas Arba Osa is lab the rice. And why was it introduced Midrabbanan? In order that the Korban Pesach should be Nechal at the end of the meal, Nechal Ala Soba. So first you eat the Chagigas Abbas, and then you eat a little bit of Korban Pesach at the end. So Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that just like there's an institution of Ikar and Tofel by Birchas HaNenin, Berach HaLikar Patas HaTfela, the Mishnah in Brochus and Perikets and Mevarchim, so too if you're fulfilling two mitzvahs, and one mitzvah is a Tofel to the other, you only say Brocha on the Ikar, you don't say Brocha on the Tofel. So you only say Brocha on the Korban Pesach, you don't say a bracha on the Korban Chagiga. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he says, neither bracha patas the other. It's a question because he holds neither is tafel to the other, or because maybe he holds that the klal of birch alika patas atfela only applies to birchas anenin, maybe it doesn't apply to birchas anmitzvah. So that's a question we pass like Rabbi Akiva. It's a question, my time at the Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Shmuel is clear. So the Or Zaruah raises the question, which one of the two do you eat first? Which one do you eat first? So the Gemara tells you, you eat the Chagigas HaBa'asa, then you eat the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, the whole purpose of bringing Chagigas HaBa'asa is that the Pesach should be Nechal Ala Sova. You shouldn't eat the Korban Pesach at the beginning of the year. And why should the Pesach be Nechal Ala Sova? So there's a Tosis on Daf Ayin. The Tosis quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that there's a din deraisa that only applies to Korban Pesach. Etzem lasish brubo. You're not allowed to break any bones in the Korban Pesach. So if the person, a lot of people are very poor and they eat milchiks all year long, Americans are wealthy, so we eat fleishik every single day. Maybe it's not so healthy, whatever. But a lot of people are poor. When it comes Pesach night, everybody eats flesh. So if a person hasn't eaten flesh since a year ago, since last Korban Pesach, he can't afford it, he's going to be so hungry to eat, and he's fasting kind of Chorus on Erev Pesach also. He's going to be so into eating his Korban Pesach, we're afraid of Shvira Setzim, because the Korban Pesach has to be Pesach Bashnasa. The animals, human beings are born every day of the year, people are born. But animals are born, there's a season. So the animals are usually born that season of the year, around Nisan time. An animal that was born this Nisan, you can't bring it as the Korban Pesach next year. A Pesach She'ov Ashnasa, if it's after the first birthday, it's puzzle. It has to be within the first year, before the first birthday. So they were just born a week or two ago. They're small, they're not so big. And the bones are not, and the bones, Menakvasam Menizim Tikochi, can bring either a lamb or a goat. But it's going to be very soft bones. It's going to be very easy to chew the bones. It'll be, they're not hard bones yet. The animal was just born a week or two ago. The bones are not so sturdy. So there's a chashash of Shviras Etzem. So that's what Tosfos on Daf Ayin in Psochim quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, that this was a takana d'rabbanan, that Pesach should be nechal al asova because of the chashash of Shviras Etzem. So they made a takana, you should eat the chagigas abasa first. And chagigas abasa, there is no issue of shvira setzim. There's no problem with shvira setzim, only on Korban Pesach. So you should first eat chagigas abasa, and then the ikar is really the Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Shmuel was of the opinion, Beruch alo ikar, batar satfelim. He said the bracha, shekadishon of the mitzvah, so tzivano, alachilo satpesach. So there's no need to say a bracha on the chagigas abasa. So the Ozaru asks, what do you mean? That's that person's going to have an ikar and a tuf, who's going to have Cheerios with milk. But he wants to take a sip of the milk before he starts eating the Cheerios. He doesn't say bar minim zonis. He only say bar minim zonis. If you have a spoonful of Cheerios with milk, eating the ikar and the tuf all together, so then you say mezonis and it covers the milk. But if you want to have a sip of the milk before you start to, then you do have to say a bracha on the tuf if you're going to eat the tuf first. So over here also, the Chagigas Abasa comes first. So how can Rabbi Shmuel say, Biruch ala Pesach, Pateres HaZevach? If we say the Bracha ala Chilas HaPesach, there's no need to say the Bracha on the Chagigas Abasa. But you eat the Chagigas before the Pesach. So what do you mean? How does that pater? You're doing the mitzvah on the Tefillin before you're going to do the mitzvah on the Yikar. So the Ozarua says the Mishnah is an Ukimta case. Mishnah is talking about the rare case. The fellow forgot to say he said a moitzi before he ate the matzah, and dvar ma'boy machmas hasuda, whatever he's going to eat in the middle of the Seder meal on Leil Pesach is covered with the bichas hanenin of a moitzi, but he has to recite the bichas hamitzvah. So really, he's going to first eat the chagigas habasa, should have really said a bracha, shekshanus vasav tzivano, alachilas hazevach. And later, when he eats the Korban Pesach, he should say a bracha, evel asiyasam, we're talking about an Ukimta case, a special case, this last Mishnah Pesachim. The fella ate the Chagigas HaBasar, he forgot to say the Birchas HaMitzvah. So he just finished eating Chagigas HaBasar. So now he's faced with the Shaila, should he say the Bracha Al Achilas HaZevach to be Yotzei the Achila that he just did, and then say a second bracha, Al Achilas HaPesach, and eat the Korban Pesach after it? Or should you say no? He didn't say a bracha on the Chagiga, now he's about to say the bracha on the Korban Pesach. So that's an Iker and a Tefil, so let him just say the bracha on the Iker, and it'll cover the Tefil. So the Ozaru interprets this whole pshat in the Mishnah, and he says, you see from this Mishnah, it must be that this is the pshat, that Chochma Askinah, that's a Nukimta pshat. It doesn't say in the Mishnah, it doesn't say in the Gemara. So the Ozaru is interpreting, that's what's going on over here. The fellow, by mistake, he forgot to recite the bracha before he ate the Chagigas HaBasa. So the din is, if you didn't say the bracha in advance, you may say the bracha afterwards. The Ozaru proves it from this Mishnah. And the Rambam writes, not so. How's the Rambam going to read this Mishnah? That's a problem. How does the Rambam read the Mishnah? That's a good question. Rambam writes, Mashanasa Kranasa. Shala, how do we paskin? Shala, how do we paskin aloha lamaisa? So by the marriage, I was there by, I think, twice, that the grandfather was Masada Kedusha, and the grandfather was a rabbi, and he was so overwhelmed with emotion, because it was his grandchild, he forgot what he's supposed to do. So he had the chassan say, hurry up and give the ring, before he said the Birchas Erisin. So we really hold la halacha like the Bali Atosus, that the Birchas Erisin is, like the Rosh said, it's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah, because you don't say, Asher Kedushana B'mitzvah Yisavit Sivanu L'Kadesha Salisha. There's a real quote that there were some Rishonim who had the minig. In addition to the Birchas Eris, and they also said the Birchas HaMitzvah, Shekereshana B'mitzvah, Yisavit Sivanu L'Kadesh HaSavisha. But we don't have that minig. He says, Shekereshana B'mitzvah, Yisavit Sivanu Al HaRoyas V'Asavonas HaRusas, Hitalonas HaSuas Lana, doesn't sound at all like a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a long, drawn-out bracha. It's really a Birchas HaShevach V'Adom. So really, it's Birchas HaShevach is always said La'achar. La'achar ha'maisa. That's a person sees the ocean. He sees the Mediterranean. He sees mountains or something like that. Birchas Ariya, or he sees unusual animals, or he sees good-looking, beautiful people, handsome people, good-looking people. So all of these are Birchas HaShevach, or Birchas Haido. Let's say if you need rain, you own a farm and you need rain, and it finally rained, then you're so happy, so you say a bracha. So that's a birchas haidah. If you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he did a tevet to you, that's birchas haidah. Just praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the thunder and the lightning. It's not a tevet to you. You don't need the thunder, you don't need the lightning, you need the rain. So the birchas, the bracha that you recite, if you need the rain because you own a farm, that's a birchas haidah. You're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, expressing gratitude. If he's just praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu over his greatness, his power, because it was thunder and lightning, that's a Birchas HaShevach. So Birchas HaShevach, Birchas HaDor is always recited la'achar asiyasim, not said before. Birchas HaNenin and Birchas HaMitzvah is always recited oibal asiyasim. Birchas HaShevach HaDor is always recited la'achar asiyasim. The pilot tells you, look out on the left and you'll see the ocean. So after you look on the left, then you say the Baruch Hu. You don't close your eyes and say the bracha, and then open your eyes to make it oivel asiyasim. Oivel asiyasim is only by birchas hanenin, because also adam shehanim b'adam hazeh b'lei bracha. So the bracha is the matir. So you have to recite the bracha before you eat the food. And what the Gemara says in brachas daf nun aleph? What if the person ate the food? If you got to say bracha, he ate the food, he finished. No more food left. So then the Gemara says that you don't say a bracha afterwards. That's beferish in the Gemara. You don't say a bracha afterwards because the whole role of the bracha is also the harness, but all the mazeh b'lai bracha. The bracha is the matir. The bracha is the matir. That's a loshen the Yerushalmi has. The Gemara has a loshen in brachas. If a person, anena min all the mazeh b'lai bracha, mo'al, is if everything belongs to Hegdish, l'shem ha'aretz m'loya tevel v'yeshva, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person needs b'li bracha, is mo'al, mo'al b'kotshe shamayim, and birchas hazui pidyona. When you recite the birchas hanenin before you eat the food, that's like pidyon hegdish. So that takes off the yisa me'ila. That's the lashon of the Rishalmi. Birchas hazui pidyona. So birchas hanenin has to be recited in advance. And birchas hamitzvah l'chatchila should be recited in advance. Birchas shevach haidah is always recited l'achar asiyos. So that's, take for example, when you say bari mi'ori ha'esh, Amatzoi Shabbos. That's a big debate in Rishonim and in Achronim. Bari Merhesh is a Birchas HaNehenin. So you should say the bracha before you nene, before you get any Hanor. Or should you say, no, it's not a Birchas HaNehenin. If it would be a Birchas HaNehenin, every time you get Hanor from a light, you would say a bracha. It's a Birchas HaShevach. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Amatzoi Shabbos, he taught all the Marishain how to harness the power of fire. That's how to harness the energy from fire is tremendous. So that's how we have all the machines and everything works, by harnessing the energy from the fire. So that's a big machlekes. When you say in mevarchem al haner, yonsel bracha, bar mi'ari ha'isham atzai Shabbos, ad she'yosu la'oru. You have to get, yosu means you get hanoah. That's the Lashon HaGemara in the end of Brachas. Eim Ebracham al HaNer b'matzoi Shabbos, ad sheyei osu l'or, you have to get Hanor from the Ner. So getting Hanor because it's a Birchas HaNenin, so you should recite the Bracha before you get Hanor, But he's saying, no, you should get a little hanoah and then say the Birchas HaShevach or the Birchas HaDoi. We thank, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he taught us all about this secret of the power that's contained within the fire. So you should really say the bracha after you get hanoah. So that's a big machlokes rishonim and a machlokes achronim. There was a chassidish rebbe, the Yismach Moshe. He was the first chassidish rebbe in Hungary. Teitelbaum. The Satmar Rebbe was a descendant from the Yismach Moshe. That's why they have Satmar Shtiblach all over the world. So they always have a date tree, a picture of a date tree. And it says, Tzadik Katama Yifrach, because the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva in the regular volume of the tshuva's Chasam Sofer to the Yismach Moshe. So he writes, he praises him in the beginning of the letter. He says, L'chlod HaRav HaTzadik, Tzadik HaTama Yifrach, because his name was Teitelbaum. A Teitelbaum is a date tree. And the Satmar Rebbe was a descendant from the Yismach Moshe. So that's why that's the symbol of a Satmar Shtibel, if you have a date, if you have a date tree. So the Yismach Moshe has, the Yismach Moshe is, he wrote Chuvas also, he wrote Heshiv Moshe, Shalos and Chuvas. The Yismach Moshe is Chassidish Torah and Parshias. So in the Yismach Moshe, every so often he has a little halacha. So you have, I don't have a Yismach Moshe, but my father had. So I remember my father's library saying he has a Dvar Torah about this machlokes. But they say the bracha bar mi'ar heish. They say the bracha before you get hanoah or after you get hanoah. Is it a Birchas HaShevach or is it a Birchas HaNenen? The Pashto says it's not a Birchas HaNenen. Pashto says it's really a Birchas HaShevach. So that's really a question. What's the Birchas Erison? Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam holds Birchas Erison. There is a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. Recited Oivalasiyasam. And if he already got married and he forgot to say the Birchas Erisin in advance, the Rambam says, Farfal, Masha Nase, Kvar Nase, you can't say the Bracha Lachar Asiyasam. And according to Taisvis, it's just the reverse. Lachatchila, the Bracha should dafka be recited Lachar Asiyasam, because it's a Birchas HaShevach V'Hodor. Birchas HaShevach, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave Bnei Yisrael an institution of marriage that's different from the institution of marriage by the Umas Olam. Umas Olam have one style, and Bnei Yisrael have. That's why we say, "Vitzivanu alo haroyes vasolano sarusas vitolano esan esuas lano." We share this in common with the Umas Olam. So how can you say brachi kiddushana b'mitzvos vitzivanu? There's nothing unique for the Bnei Yisrael. The answer is our ishus is different. There's ishus Bnei Erach and there's ishus Yisrael. So we mentioned some of the differences in the bracha. So we really hold La Locha, one of the Gedolim before, around the time of the First World War, writes in his Sefer that he quotes Reb Simcha Zelig. Simcha Zelig Rieger was the Dayan and Brisk for Reb Chaim, Reb Belvala. So he quotes Reb Simcha Zelig, says, Me'ikar Adin, we really follow Tosfos, that the Birchas Erison is really a Birchas HaShevach, because the practice used to be in Europe. The rabbi would be Masadi Kedushin. He would say the Birchas Erisin for a couple, even if the couple would be communists and they didn't believe in Hashem Elokeinu Kitshanu V'Tzivanu, they didn't believe in anything. So according to the Rambam, that the Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaMitzvah, should really be recited by the Chosan and maybe by the Kala. So what does the rabbi say? So the Kedesh Shalol L'Vayesh is Misheni Adea. But the rabbi is really saying the Bruch on behalf of the Chosan and maybe on behalf of the Kala. But what if they don't believe? Chos and Kala don't believe in anything. So what do you mean not saying a bracha? It's like Kavanah Shalol Lotzeis. If he doesn't believe that they were atheists, the communists were atheists, they didn't believe in anything. So he writes, but there was a minion of people that do believe. So the Reb Simcha Zelig said, obviously we paskan mikar edin lahalacha like Tosfos. It's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah that really belongs to the Chos and maybe to the Kala. It's a Birchas HaShevach that should be recited by the group. You have a minion of people. So it should be recited by the people who are present. It's not necessarily to be Moitzi the Chosen with the Bracha, even if he doesn't believe in anything. He's not being Yotze the Bracha at all. It's for the participants in the wedding that they have to say that Bracha. So Tosfos says, Mi'ikar Adin, the Birchas Erisin should really be recited after the Erisin, because it's a Birchas Shevach. It's a Birchas HaShevach, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah have to be recited over Lasi Yosin. But Abichas HaShevach is not so. Yeah, where there's a Tosfos in Shabbos. Where's that Tosfos? And the last daf in Perek HaBlezer de Mila, I thought Tosfos quoted it here. Kuflamet Zayin on the base. Yeah. So the last daf there, is that where it is? Oh, here, no. The bottom line in the bottom Tosfos on Zayin Amid Aleph. Teda, the last two lines in the bottom, the last Tosfos on Zayin Amid Aleph. Teda, Sherei Bicha Seirisin Einem Mevarech Ala Achar Eirisin. Why do you say Achar Eirisin? Because the Tosfos holds that Tosfos in the Rosh. That Bichas Eirisin is not a Bichas HaMitzvah. According to the Rambam, Bichas Eirisin is a Bichas HaMitzvah. Should really be recited Eibal Asiyasam before the Chasen gives the ring and says Harayat. And what can you recite it if by mistake? He didn't say before. Can you say afterwards? So that's a machlokes. The Rambam and there is a Ruah, and it's a question how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. But Tosfos holds the whole thing. They disagree with the whole thing. Tosfos holds Bichas Eirisin is a Bichas HaShevach. It's not a Bichas HaMitzvah. The Bichas HaShevach is always said La'achar Asiyosim. So Davke after the Eirisin, yeah. So that's what Rav Simcha Zelig, the Dayan Abiskad, Meikar Adin, obviously we have adopted Tosfos' opinion. Otherwise, how can we say a Bichas Eirisin when the Chasen and Kalef, both of them don't believe? It's like Havana Shalom Lotzei. So the answer is it's not, it's our bracha. It's not his bracha. It's our bracha. So why do we say the bracha Eivel Asiyosam? So we want to satisfy the Rambam's opinion also. But if you didn't say the bracha before, we sure you can say the bracha after, because the Ikar Adin is really like Tosfos. It's really a Bichas HaShevach. It's not really a Bichas HaMitzvah. Yeah, what's the story with Bichas HaMitzvah? Bichas HaMitzvah is a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan. So what's the din of Bichas HaTorah? Is Bichas HaTorah d'oraisa d'rabbanan? So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs disagrees with the Rambam every so often. The Rambam gives you a list of what his opinion, and his opinion are the 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam left out Bichas HaTorah. He doesn't count that as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. And the Ramban says that if Rambam made a mistake, he forgot. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say Bichas HaTorah. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah, and there's a mitzvah to recite Bichas HaTorah. And they're not one and the same mitzvah. They're two distinct mitzvahs. That's the Ramban. So Ramban clearly holds that Bichas HaTorah is d'oraisa. He holds that's one of the Taryag mitzvahs, to recite once a day, every day, Bichas HaTorah. The question is, does the Rambam disagree? The reason why the Rambam didn't count Bichas HaTorah is because he holds Bichas HaTorah is only the Rabbanan. And the Gemara learned that Afam Pasik was only an Asmachta. Oh no, maybe the Rambam agrees that Bichas HaTorah is there, I said, but it's counted as one mitzvah to learn Torah and to every day to learn little Torah and to recite the Bichas HaTorah. Maybe that's why the Rambam didn't count it. So that's a question. So the Mishnah Berurah, Paskin Lalocha, he quotes the Shagas Aryeh. What Simon is Bichas HaTorah somewhere in Simon Mem Vav, something like that. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shagas Aryeh, Paskin's like the Ramban, that the Gemara in Brachas learns that from a pasuk Brichas HaTorah is deraisa, and therefore a suffik deraisa luchomer. If a person woke up in the morning and he's not sure, he remembers he was thinking about saying Brichas HaTorah, he doesn't remember whether they actually said Brichas HaTorah or not. So we say a whole bunch of brachas. Lasik b'dir esar v'harivno. Then we say asher bracha banu, asher nasan lanu. Yeah. We say two or three brachas, a whole bunch. Menatar, you don't have to say so many brachas. You have to say only one bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shagas Aryeh Halacha Lemaisa. He thinks we should pass like the Ramban. Then Bichas HaTorah is deraisa. And if a person is mesupik, we would say Safik deraisa l'chumra. You only apply Safik brachas l'hakel. Safik brachas l'hakel is a klal from the Rif. In the Gemara, it's mashma, but that expression doesn't appear in the Gemara. The expression appears in the Rif in brachas. So the Safik brachas l'hakel only applies if the bracha is the Rabbanan. If the bracha is a bracha deraisa, let's say a person ate a meal with bread kedei sviya, and he's not sure if he benched. He's mesupik if he benched or not. So then it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's a Safik deraisa l'chumra. You don't say Safik brachas l'hakel. a person is not sure whether he said Kiddush. He forgot. He doesn't remember whether he said Kiddush on Friday night. So Kiddush on Friday night is deraisa, so Safik deraisa l'chumra. You only say Safik brachas l'akil if the whole bracha is only the Rabbanim. So that's the question. So Bichas HaTorah, the Mishnah Berurah Paschim, like the Shagas Aryeh, who quotes the Ramban. He said the din is like the Ramban, the Bichas HaTorah is deraisa. Now there's Yerushalmi and Brachas and Perikates and Mevarchim, the sixth Perik and Brachas. Shalmi and Brachas has a Pasuk in Chumash where the Pasuk has a Hekesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us HaTorah v'HaMitzvah. Alei alai ha'har v'etan l'chos luchas ha'ven v'HaTorah ha'mitzvah shekasapti l'horoysan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, come up to Har Sinai and I will give you HaTorah v'HaMitzvah. So the Yerushalmi makes a Hekesh between Torah and Mitzvah, just like there's a din, you have to say a Brichas HaTorah, so too you have to say a Brichas HaMitzvah. So some understand the Yerushalmi to say that Brichas HaMitzvah is their eyes. Most assume that it's not so. Most assume that the whole Hekesh was only intended as an Asmachte, and Brichas HaMitzvah is only the Rabbanim. Brichas HaTorah, the Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Shagas Aryeh, who paskin like the Ramban, Brichas HaTorah is their eyes. But Brichas HaMitzvah is a Bavli. The Bavli says beferish and brachas on daft as well. The Bichas HaMitzvah is only the Rabbanan and it's not a din derais. Okay, B'lin Neder, on Shabbos and Sunday we will celebrate Rosh Hashanah. Okay? I think I will be giving a shiur Rosh Hashanah, but not by Zoom. I'll give a shiur. I think they asked me to give a shiur before Ma'ariv on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. So whoever will be here is invited to come to the shiur. And then on some Gedalia, we're probably going to have a shiur. What time will the shiur be?
Probably 11:30.
11:30, because usually the Davi Mincha early on the Tonas. So, Belineder, 11:30, we'll continue with the theme of Birchas HaMitzvah. So, Rich Sugya. Good. Okay.
Rabbi.
Yes, yes.
And there's a.